Hey, what is up, everybody? It is Monday, August 9th. We are back at it with another episode of Morning Mint. I hope everybody had an amazing weekend. There certainly was not a shortage of NFT news or events or craziness. It was just an absolute another whirlwind. I feel like every episode I start off saying, like, yesterday was crazy, the weekend was crazy, it's going to be crazy. But yeah, we're certainly not seeing any, you know, kind of lack in the insanity in what's happening. The industry is evolving on an hour-to-hour, minute-to-minute basis. And we're seeing, you know, new projects pop up, projects that have been slept on blow up, projects that are, you know, we see slowly evolving, reveals happening. And I thought we would just jump into it, see what's going on, point out some things that I noticed over the weekend, some tweets. We'll look at some of the projects and then go from there. Triple Farmer making a good point here and saying, you know, is rarity tools a good thing? I see so many people undervaluing their apes and dogs that are basically sick because their score isn't high. It's dumb. Make user rankings part of the ranking, one vote per token per wallet. I think ranking or rarity is something that is not always used correctly in the NFT economy. That is because a lot of people look at ranking and take that as, you know, this is the value. Ranking does not equal, you know, value. Rarity does not equal value. Rarity just equals is something rare. And that doesn't really mean it's like sought after. It just means, hey, this was unlikely, statistically, this is just unlikely to happen. And I think more people need to value things based on, is it sought after? Is it cool looking? Do people want it? We actually saw this pop up with, and I have to ask, I think Diversion, from my Discord sent this to me, but the Craniums, there was a hackathon. The Cranium team came up with a tool where you could vote and it would give you confidence scores for which traits were sought after, which weren't. And it showed that, like, even though something was rare, it did not make it sought after. So very interesting there. Good point. Don't just look at rarity tools and value things. I would like to give a shout out to Tony Herrera, the bidding pool for House of Tiara. The one thing I'll note here is if you don't know what partybid.app is, you should go and certainly check out, the website and the tool and how it works. Essentially how it works is you have members, they pull their ETH together and then they can make a bid. In this case right now, 249 members have pulled ETH into a single bid for a total of 142 ETH for punk number 4752. House of Tiara has almost 10% of the total amount of CryptoPunk holders, which is presently at 2730. Very cool. Fractionalization right now is going to be one of the biggest topics, one of the coolest things happening. It is going to, if you need to understand fractionalization, pooling, DAOs, all of this is going to change the economy for NFTs greatly. And it's going to become, I think in the last like 2 weeks, it's slowly ramping up, and over the last 3 days, it has gone absolutely ballistic. Fractional.art, PartyBid, DAOs popping up to make pooling of ETH, because a lot of people are realizing that, you know, I can't go and buy 400 ETH CryptoPunk. I can't go and buy a Twin Flame, and they're going and looking at, okay, I can buy 1% of it though, or 2%, or 0.1%. And it just makes things more accessible to people, and removes the issue of, hey, that's too much. And a lot of the people that are holding these assets are getting excited because, you know, it makes it more liquid to sell these. If I have something that's 500 ETH, I have removed so many potential buyers from the market, and that asset becomes illiquid almost, or very, very illiquid, because, all NFTs are illiquid technically. But what we're starting to notice is that if I take a 500 ETH piece of art or an NFT, I can fractionalize it. And now, anybody of 0.1 or 0.001 ETH can go and bid on it and own a piece. So that is why I'm very bullish. Shout out to Tony. I love to see it. Go check out PartyBit as well. Also, shout out to Octopad. I'd like to point out for any newcomers or anybody who's in, getting into this space or been around for a while, remember, flipping in this industry is important. I see a lot of people that want to come in and just, you know, go and buy an ape. And apes have become very hard to get to. And I think if you have the mentality of, I'm not going to make dumb decisions, I'm going to be slow, strategic, almost like a surgeon, very, very precise with what I'm buying, when I'm selling, doing my research, understanding risk reward, you will make it. Octopad, I don't know his exact flips. I'd love to know this. And if you flip something, please let me know, the progression of, did you turn a pickle into a punk? I'd love to know if somebody's done that. Taking, 0.1 ETH and turning it into 10 is possible by making smart decisions, betting on yourself, having conviction. So shout out to Octopad on that. One of the tweets from me that I wanted to highlight here was that I've been, looking at a certain project wrong, which is World of Women. And I was just had it, it hit me that, after just reevaluating and thinking, and I saw, what the price of World of Women was, I trying to understand why the money was flowing in. And I didn't want to just go and read and say, for people to tell me, oh, this is why it's happening. I wanted to try to kind of deduce my own thesis on it. And I realized I was looking at it wrong. The influx of women into this space, plus women identifying with this project, the art being good. I know there are some people that don't like the financials and how that that is handled. I won't get into that. But I wanted the emphasis on this to be that, always test your thoughts. If you don't like something, always be testing, like, why do I not like this? Is that still true? Is that still true? And don't get emotional. Don't, say, hey, I love Bored Ape Yacht Club and it's, near and dear to my heart. And if, we're looking at this from a purely financial perspective, if your, reasonings for why you want to own an ape start to become invalid, you need to say, okay, I don't like this, it's time to sell. Or, hey, I don't want to buy one anymore, because even if it's hyped and everybody wants one or whatever, your theses have to be matched and you should always be ready to change on them and go a different direction. In other news, Twin Flames, number 30, resold again. This time, all-time high, new sale for 100 ETH. Wild. Congrats to Justin. Insane to see that project just popping off. I'm in shock. Like a week and a half ago, we saw these could be picked up for 28 to 30. And then three, four weeks ago, you could pick them up for 8. That's what I bought mine for. Insane to see that, 10x potential out of nowhere. Another quick thought on World of Women. Don't forget to use Dune Analytics. If you haven't, go check it out. GuySteward.eth here pointing out that the chart is insane. And then also Guy Stewart explaining ways to go in there. If you go to the tricky bit, as he said, you can replace the 0x with the contract address to get analytics for each of these. You go up here to the sale scatter, and then you can go down into the fork as well, and then change the contract address, run it, and then 4 will show up. Definitely check that out. If you need that, go search for Guy Stewart and check out that thread. And then I guess the final tweet that I just want to highlight here, Tropo Farmer originally came up it wasn't the original idea, and I'm not sure if the people from Punk's Comic even heard it, probably not, but Tropo Farmer from long ago came up with the idea for Mint Pass in its own variety, and now for a second time has come up with an even better idea, which is for free he gave it out and say Mint Pass partners, when redeeming a Mint Pass, you get an expected token, in this case, MetaHero, And then you get another MemPass for a partner project for free, essentially getting rewarded for reclaiming something and then adding more value back. I love that. In this case, he says, you know, maybe you get a MemPass for Dogs Unchained, but you'd still have their mint cost when redeeming that. Essentially, this would allow you to partner with other projects, add value, and almost onboard people into a project for free. So I can see more and more projects looking to partner with other projects that are prominent and say, hey, we'll give you a percentage of sales if you, you know, give a mint pass with our, with your mint pass when they redeem. It seems like a very, very cool strategy. So shout out to Tropo Farmer, and then shout out to Beanie for the great name, Mint Pass Squared. More on Punk's comic. Again, I do own quite a significant amount of Punk's comics, as well as Meta Heroes. I did claim all 14 of my mint passes. The burn period is slowly coming to an end here. It should say here, so 4 days until burn window closes. There are statistics somewhere on how many have been burned, how many have been staked. I'll touch on that probably tomorrow. There's just so much to get through from the weekend. But remember, you have time to claim your meta hero. You have time to still burn right now. The meta heroes have been announced now to not be available for public sale. You have to have had a comic a few weeks ago to get into that snapshot. So now we are seeing prices for everything around Punk's comic just explode. This is exciting. This project just continues to gamify and do everything they can to provide value to their holders. I am blown away and excited by how amazing it is. Jumping into all the projects right now, we're going to notice that we're kind of at a stagnation point here. Bored Ape Yacht Club, really the true floor here is closer to 16. It's just people kind of bidding their way down. And you'll notice with Bored Ape Yacht Club, some of the MeeBits, some of the Art Blocks, and certainly CryptoPunks, we've had an insane run-up on most of these projects over the last week here. And we're starting to notice, and my prediction from last Friday's video was, if we start to see this pullback on some of these projects, we will quickly, if we see like a 10%, 50% pullback, we're getting into a zone where we have the most volume for late comer flippers. And this is like for CryptoPunks, when we're at a 53 ETH floor, I said, if we look at volume, most of the people who picked up at a high flip number or a high number volume-wise was around 35 to 40. Now, if that floor starts to get there, what we'll start to see is more and more people get pushed to their original purchase price. And then if they were there for a flip, they start to panic and they will panic sell or sell for a loss. We've seen tons of that over the weekend with people selling either for what they paid or on a minimal loss, people just flipping out of projects. So flippers on some of these more prominent projects are getting pressure right now to either get out of positions or just, you know, not put themselves in a position where they could be at a loss. So Bored Ape Yacht Club, CryptoPunks, MeeBits, now the top three. Art Blocks, obviously still up there. We do have Fluff World coming up onto the top five, getting a lot of hype. You know, some people are saying Fluff World is what Super Yeti should have been. It does seem interesting, you know, 3D kind of characters, very cool. We'll jump into it in a minute here. Curio Card still at the top. Tom Sachs Rocket Factory still up top. Floor there now 4.3. MeeBits, and I forgot to touch on this. So Bored Ape Yacht Club around 15 floor. MeeBits at a 3.5 ETH floor. Curio Cards at 0.39 floor. Bored Ape Kennel Club at 2.7 floor. So not much change there. World of Women at a 1.5 ETH floor. V Friends and a 7.5 ETH floor. Animetas, which we saw, I think, pushing like 0.9 at one point on Friday, now at a 0.64 floor. So, you know, we'll be interesting to see how that plays out. We've seen some prominent names like G Money absolutely ape into them. The Pudgy Penguins, which were like in the middle of the week, you could get them for 0.1, 0.05. Now sitting at 0.74, absolute insane returns. A lot of the DeFi characters pushing that in the spaces. Punk's Comic floor currently sitting at 2.45. Here's the thing to notice of Punk's Comic. The way they've done these, there are now Punk's Comics, which are just the normal Punk's Comics that we've, you know, been talking about for weeks or months. There are also now DAO tokens, which are the burned version of the comics that get you access to the DAO. And then now there are also the mint passes. So you have three different assets within Punk's Comic, each with its own unique floor. But the floor for the entire project now sitting at 2.45. I believe that's probably the mint passes. Cool Cats NFT now at a 1.14 floor, pulling back a little bit. Factory still here. The fast food punks 3E floor, seeing insane demand around these. You know, we'll always see punks derivative projects and tribute projects do well in some sort. If they're high quality, there's a team behind them, the culture's good. And this is certainly one that, you know, the culture and kind of the meme behind it are resonating with, people who are buying. So I'm excited for that. We're also seeing that happen with Crypto Baby Punks, which is an amazing project. Mooncats at a 0.8 floor. I'm now above water. It was my first NFT purchase. I bought it at 0.75 when the Mooncat hype happened. I wrote it up to 1.25 when the floor rose up there. Wrote it all the way down to 0.2. And now we're back at 0.8. I'm very, very, very bullish for Mooncats. I will pick up a second one. I don't want to sell the first NFT I ever purchased. So I'll pick up a second Mooncat, and that one might be a flip. I might even buy two. I'm not sure, but I'm very excited for Mooncats, what they have in store. I think they are, that same kind of class as a punk or a Curio card or some of these Ether art, where it's historic. It is a collectible, but it's historic to being a very, very early project that's happened. The Twitter collection, 140, that we saw Twitter put out. Remember, people were buying these for 5 ETH a couple of days ago. Now the floor is at 99, almost at 100. Crazy to see that. Another example of how a lot of projects that were overlooked, attention's being spread everywhere, are blowing up. We'll quickly wrap up the floors real quick so we get into the rest of these projects, because I've been talking for a while already. Pegs at a 99 ETH floor. Fortune Media, the Fortune magazine for the Nifty 50, now at a 6.5 ETH floor. Stoner Cats, not doing much still at a 0.49 floor. Avastars at a 0.33 ETH floor. And then, everything's kind of, where it's been. Damien Hirst, 3 ETH still. Forgotten Room Wizards, almost at 0.2, which is exciting. Wicked Crams at a 0.32. And Avid Lines now at a 5.69 ETH floor. Crazy stuff. Jumping into our projects. So obviously there's Bored Ape Yacht Club. The activity has been absolutely bonkers. We've seen insane sales, like a 57 ETH sale here. This has got to be exciting for Tropo Farmer. This is his cousin here. Wait a second. I thought it was Tropo's. I forget about how Tropo's is different. Anyway, a 57 ETH sale right here. Absolutely insane. That happened 28 minutes ago. The rest of these around floor, 25 ETH sale. The Red Hats obviously being in demand. We even saw in the physicals, the actual merch drop from Bored Ape Yacht Club, some of the hats selling for $3,000 on eBay. I'm trying to find some of these crazy sales that we had come in. I'll hop back to the original screen here, and we'll sort by highest last sale, because we did have some absolute monsters roll in over the weekend. We've had a 210 ETH sale, 199 ETH sale for a golden rainbow teeth, blue beam for 175, another golden for 109, but I believe that's been old. So these three sales right here for a combined total of almost 600 ETH. Absolutely bonkers. The the apes have now solidified themselves as, you know, part of the ecosystem for life. They're not going anywhere. It has the stamina and the cultural reference to pull out and hold, alongside Larva Labs, in my opinion. So we will see them be its own community. It doesn't have to be the same kind of vibe as Punks, but it does certainly have that same kind of, you know, significance to the NFT market. Meebits currently above water. So if you minted, you're now doing pretty solid. You're about one ETH up, no matter where you minted. The floor price currently sitting at 3.5. So let me check on activity. I'm feeling really stupid for selling my Meebit. When I did, I probably left about 10 ETH on the table on my sale for the hoodie up. I think that floor is about 15 right now. If you don't have exposure to Meebits, you should. I'm kicking myself in the butt for not holding a little bit longer. This comes down to have conviction. If you're not pushed like I was in a direction to sell and get liquid, don't do it. Let things play out. Certainly if, the market is starting to pick up. So a lot of pigs that could have been picked up for 6 to 8 ETH, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, now selling in the teens. Very exciting. I think we've seen some other huge sales roll through for that project. Again, Meebits is high quality. It's from one of the highest quality developers in the game. They're very quiet, but I have big expectations. Artblocks curated at a 0.44 ETH sale floor. Look at this chart. Look at this. Average sale, 26 ETH. That is insane. I'm curious what we saw pop off here. You know, we had a ringers. Whoa, that's insane. Three of these going to the same address. Oh, all of these going to the same address. So an address coming in and buying up 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 or 5 ringers here for 50, 80, 370, and 400 ETH. Absolute ape of a degen coming in and just buying up the ringers. I'm so bullish on the ringers. I'm so bullish. Seen an aerial view going for 0.35. That seems low to me. Definitely seen other ones with that theme, which I think is like summertime, go for higher. I think closer to around probably like 0.8. Wow. Yeah, so those ringer sales coming in about half an hour ago. So most people don't know about that and likely will be learning about that on this video. But wow, yeah, curated, absolutely popping off. People like the ringers, people like the Fidenzas. Have to check what the floor on each of those projects are. But we do know that those are two of the most sought after, as well as Singularity gaining some traction. So for those who don't know, Fluff World is this like 3D, generated rabbit project. I believe there is a little bit of like tech behind it as well. But this is what they look like. It looks something that's like out of Chuck E. Cheese's, like the stage characters. They're interesting. The floor is at 1.1. There's, 10,000 of them. It's very interesting. I'll click one of these to play it. Interesting for sure. So there's music, there's a little bit of animation, 3D. Generated. So there's obviously going to be, a rarity to this. Certain ones will be more sought after. Do your research. I have not done as much as I should, just because I've been pulled in so many different directions, trying to keep up everything over the weekend. But definitely check that out. Fluff World, is probably going to be something that's talked about a lot over the next few days. Curio cards, the floors are still the floors. We've seen the spike up a lot of the charts again. I always point these spikes. We've seen like the one spike, the two spike period, and then we're now in this current spike. We're probably in this downtrend for most projects. Go check where you are, see if a project's still on the swing up. Most projects right now have already had their big pump. The volume is down, and then the average price is likely down And we're likely just kind of in this, you know, acquisition consolidation period. And if the project is quality, it'll probably stay around that, you know, consolidation period for some time before we have that next leg up. If the project has FUD thrown at it, or people are just, you know, we're there for the flip, it won't be consolidation. It will be, you know, rhyming it back down to a lower and lower point until there is that kind of floor, that is in. So do understand that that's kind of the way it works, and how to analyze a lot of these projects. Tom Sachs Rocket Factory, the more I learn about this project, the more I kick myself in the butt for not getting into it. You know, to put a rocket together right now is not cheap. The floor is at 4.3. And if we go and we sort by low to high currently, you know, there's a Budweiser one here for 4.3, just for like the middle part. And, you know, I'm just looking, if I were to make a Budweiser 4.3, then there's one for 4.9. And then to get the cone for the Budweiser, how much? 6.9. Wow. Yeah. So it's not cheap at all. And I have super high expectations for what this project is going to do. You know, over the course of it, the team behind this project is well into the double digits. I believe the studio that put this out has about 61 people working for it. I'm extremely bullish. I'm going to try to figure out if I can get together what it's going to be six. So it'll be six plus 4, 10, and then for the tail, for the Budweiser, another 7. So we're looking at like 17 ETH. You know, I'd love to do that, to send one up. I'm going to actually contact somebody and see if they want to go hamsies on it or something. But yeah, Tom Sachs Rocket Factory, absolute quality, but becoming unattainable right now for people who are completing project their rockets. Bored Ape Kennel Club, you know, the brother project to the yacht club, and that was airdropped again, doing well. We're seeing that same on the activity, that huge spike up, and then the volume's dropping off. But actually, here it's interesting. We're seeing a slowly rising floor. A lot of people are selling dogs for interesting prices. I'm really kicking myself in the butt for not seeing this, you know, floor rise as quickly as it did. I did sell one of the coolest looking dogs, in my opinion, for way too little, for I think like 4 ETH. But you know, it's important to probably have exposure to this project. If we see a pullback back down into the twos and one, the high ones, I'll try to get back in with the dog. But it is certainly ripping as we see Bored Ape Yacht Club get so expensive. People are still looking at exposure into the ecosystem. And, you know, the one attainable one is through a dog or going fractional. But the issue of fractional is you don't get, you know, the benefits of owning a whole token. You just have a fraction of it that is not recognized by the project. So remember that. Don't go and buy like 10% of a ape and say, oh, I can get into, you know, the bathroom utility, I can get into the merch store, I can get verified on their Discord. You won't. It is not the same. World of Women, also a project that I mentioned earlier in the video, saying that I really like it. You know, the sales are not just on the floor. We're seeing sales far into the high single digits. I think we saw somebody get offered 23 ETH for their woman. I think it was Captain Trippy. I have to be corrected on that. And you know, him diamond handed and saying you probably need to put some more ETH on that because I'm not gonna sell. But like I said, I think this project will resonate. It will be looked at as kind of the premier project for women. The art is great. There's vibes. There's emotion. It is very, very well diverse. Like they all look different. I get kind of like different vibes for different people. And I'm excited for it. So I'm not sure, like, as far as like pricing, if I'm able to deploy, you know, to every single project I see. This is a project though, that I think long term hold, if we see it start to pull back, I will absolutely buy into. And if I see this volume come back again and the price start to keep rising, that'll concern me. I might have to FOMO in. But with this really, really low volume yesterday on the 8th, it makes me start to think, okay, the hype is played in. You know, as we ran into the weekend, we saw them in, you know, around point four, I think the floor was on the 5th. When this volume disappears, does that price hold or do flippers start to go away? Just again, my thought process looking at this chart. Wow, we've been going for a while, I think. It's going to be a long one just because of the weekend. VFriends at 7.5. You know, this floor again up about double and one of the most impressive charts on all of the NFT projects we've ever seen. It's just, you know, up, 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 consolidation, up, up, up. There is no like spike down and then disappears. It has just always had volume. The prices have held very strong. Gift code here for 33. We did see one for 23 just going into the weekend. I know a lot of people are looking for the gift code. Spectaculars have been selling a lot recently. So we see one for 24. I know we saw one for 55. I think it was a golden ape. And then we saw a spectacular goo, a Gary originally owned, sell for 105, I believe. I think it was this ape selling for 105 here. So it was an alert ape. And then here's another alert ape selling for 55. We had an entrepreneur elf sell for 80. We had an adaptable alien sell for 100. You know, these are not child's play money numbers. I'm curious if this is a goo in any way. It's one of one larva. Yep. So this was a goo pulling that premium and then an 80. I'm curious if it was a goo. You know, provenance obviously here. Yep. It was a goo as well. So this showing that provenance, at least for this project, because it's an attribute in it. If Gary originally owned it, that means something. And I believe that this will actually mean something for many other projects down the road. It might not be right now because it's not like that attribute. It's not such a well-put thing forward. But like there's one, my squiggle, originally minted by D's, that I think will mean something as he builds his brand and his name and becomes more and more significant in the space. I mean, he's one of the most significant people in it already. And there's other things like I've bought something from Beanie that I think will have significance down the road. And I've actually started to go around and pick up projects from people that I think are going to be huge. And I'm making my bets and buying things that were minted by people, even if, you know, it's not the exact one I want, just because I think that provenance will have an important value add to it. Pudgy Penguins, just want to highlight how insane this is. You know, here is when, you know, it launched, and then here is the night that the Twitter Spaces happened when everybody was, you know, hyping it up, talking about it. I like the penguins. I like the eggs. It does seem like people really enjoy this. It's got cool cat vibes to me. So very cool. Excited for the people who bought. I know one of my friends, this was his original and first purchase in to, you know, when he got into NFTs, the first thing he bought one. And it definitely seems to be like, as we see a lot of projects rise and rise and rise, there are going to be those new ones that kind of replace them and are more attainable to the newcomers. This one obviously resonating with those newcomers. Punk's Comic floor at 2.45, just, you know, absolutely insane volume, absolutely insane price rise. And here's the interesting thing. Volume's obviously up, but as comics are burned and as comics are, you know, being diamond handed, the supply is actually, you know, even though volume's up, supply is diminishing quite quickly, I think. So I think we're only going to see this price go up. So the comics currently looks like it's at a 2.7 ETH floor. The DAO tokens being valued about the same, it looks like 2.7, and then the mint passes going for about 2.4 to 2.5. We have one person here just wanting to get out and selling below the floor, it looks like. So if you were at the screenshot and you held the comic, you probably got a free 2.7 ETH just by owning the comic. So the return currently from your 0.2 investment is about 5 ETH, which is not bad currently. Plus, you're going to also get a free second comic if you were one of the first 5,000 minters. And there's so many other little details. I'm not going to go into them. You need to be in the Founders DAO Discord for some of the information. They're just exciting announcements. And I think G-Funk has just absolutely destroyed this project with absolute amazing execution. Actually, the entire Pixel Vault team has just destroyed this project and crushed it. So shout out to them. I'm very excited and I'm glad I'm an owner. Cool Cat's floor back to 1.14. We did see this rise up pretty hard, but volume is dipping and so is average price. Be curious to see if this price slowly tracks back towards 0.8 or if there's resistance at the 1 ETH floor. I might look to get back into the project around 1 ETH and then we'll see where it goes. I think this is a project that, you know, has that love from the community and can stick around long term. Fortune Media comics, we saw these launch. I think the original mint price was like, I have to look. The original mint price, let's see here. Does it say? Oh my god. I can't get back that far. I think it was either 0.5 or 1 ETH. So obviously huge returns here. Flippers get in and then volume's diminishing and the flippers are just trying to get out. So we'll probably see this come back towards like 4 or 3. And then I bet you long after this is forgotten down the road, and this is why it's probably important to keep an Excel sheet of projects that you like and are looking at, couldn't buy, and just keep go back and checking. Always check the price, even if it's not in the top 200. That's the issue. If it's not in the top 200 or not in the top 100 in OpenSea, it's very easy to forget about it. So go back, look through your notes, look through, you know, what you were looking at or bidding on, and then go see, like, in 6 months, is this project, you know, 2 ETH? Possibly. And you know, if this becomes like the equivalent of like, you know, Forbes 30 under 30 to be, you know, are you on the Fortune, you know, Nifty NFT 50, if that's a big deal and a thing, could the original cover have some extreme value, you know, as it gets forgotten about at the end, you know, about 8 months from now? Interesting. It's just kind of tactic and play in my thought process there. Bored Ape Yacht Club honorary members. Obviously, this is a polarizing topic last week with them giving away the rest of those apes to people who did not originally claim them. We did see the Art Chick one sell for 21 ETH. She regrets it, I think. And I think that's proof. If you thought Art Chick and Beanie were the same person, we all know that Beanie certainly would not have done that. There probably would have been a zero behind that one at the minimum. So, you know, I think we're obviously seeing people flip these out. People want to own them and they have kind of a historic moment. Obviously, being such a polarizing event definitely, I think, adds a little bit of cultural value to them. Justin Aversano having what a week. Floor is at 67, but it's not that far until things start to rip. We had one sell for 100, which is an all-time high sale. If we look at the floor and why this project gets me so excited, and I'm such a happy man to be a part of it, we go 66, 98, 99, 100, 100, and then we go to 200. So we are 5 sales away, which are reasonable sales here. We are 5 sales away from 200. There was one listed here at 175. I think that has been delisted. And as far as what is available right now, there are only 18 for sale out of the 100. Many of these are not only going into vaults, but going into long-term holders such as DC Investor, G-Funk, Fungible. Preston, I think, also buying one. Like, the people that are buying are not going to relist these. And if they do get relisted, you're paying 1,000 ETH. Because, you know, while this might seem like, oh, they have it for 400, they're not going to sell. This project is solidified as the photography project to own. So, you know, congrats to Justin. Very exciting to see this. If you can't afford this, though, I'll talk about in a second what you ought to do. If you like this, you like the project, you think it's cool, in like 30 seconds or a minute, I'm going to tell you what you ought to do. Crypto Baby Punk's floor at 1.23 ETH. Absolutely ripping. Lots of news around this project with being ERC 721 now, metaverse stuff being talked about. Go do your research. There's so much more to come for this project, for sure. And we're seeing liquidity not only at the floor, but all price points. Everybody seems to be wanting to buy into it. Also seeing Fuck Render just absolutely pop off with activity here. I believe there is going to be a launch and a drop tomorrow or today. Do look into that. I don't have all the information. Now, like I just said, Twin Flames is a project that is hard to get into. It is expensive now. 100 ETH or 67 ETH is the floor. And there is one that is on fractional.art. Now, this is different than all the other ones, and it's very special. This was the one Twin Flame that was reminted and sent and done with an ERC 721 contract. While all the other 99 are on the OpenSea contract, this one was especially done for Sotheby's. It is now being listed on fractional.art. And at an implied value of $999,000. Let's see if that's changed since this. So now we're down a little bit. So we're seeing in the high $900,000 range. There is a buyout currently on this at 1.5 million or 500 ETH. So currently the valuation is probably around like 340 ETH. And yep, this is a great way to get in and own, you know, 0.1% or 1% or 0.01%, whatever amount you want to put into it. So currently, if you were to put in, I don't know, let's say you put in one ETH, you would be looking at around a 35% return, potentially a 40% return, depending on where this, you know, fluctuates. We go back down to about a 300 ETH evaluation. And the good thing about this, and at least my opinion here, and do your own research. This is, I don't want you to take this as financial advice. I think it's potentially likely that we see this sell for the buyout because it is such a special piece. And with the floor currently at 67 and this at 500, it does seem like a premium, but do realize that a lot of those original Twin Flames are going to sell. And when they sell, they're going to go into collector's hands and that floor will start to rise. And so as that floor starts to rise, we get closer and closer to, you know, what I think we'll see is 150 ETH floor within the next couple of days here. And I think by next Friday, you'll see a 200 ETH floor on the normal Twin Flames. That's my opinion. And just kind of what I see happening with the market. I think this becomes like, oh, would I want to own just a normal Twin Flame or the super special one for 500 ETH? And you'll have a DAO or a very wealthy individual come through and just buy it up and then either refractionalize it or sit on it or put it to a vault. So that's my opinion. I do, as disclosure, I have invested 0.4 ETH into this project or into Twin Flames number 49 currently, likely going to up that. I'm watching the implied value on how that moves about over the next 24, 48 hours as we move into the middle of the week. Like I said, I'm hopefully going to see somebody buy this out, over the next few days. I have good vibes right now. Quickly looking at CryptoPunks, we're seeing what my prediction was. Like I told everybody, we're going to see this floor pull back from 53. And as it starts to pull back, people will start kind of like not delisting, but lowering the amount they want for it. You know, we'll just click on a random punk here. You know, this one sold on August 9th. Okay, so it just sold this morning. So maybe not the one to do this on. Here, this is a great example. So bought on August 1st, right as, you know, hype was about to go at 40. And then they relisted, tried to make a quick 10. Realized, you know, prices were coming up as demand went up. Relisted at 69, hoping that somebody would buy it. And then have just slowly pulled back, you know, bought for 40. And then somebody came through and was like, you want to make you want to get out of it? Do you want to make 0.5? Like, what do you want to do? And then, you know, withdrawing those bids. So I think currently we're sitting at, you know, he has a 40 ETH bid. Like, you want to just get out of the position? It's available. Looks like he's holding out for the 3 ETH gain currently. But I have a feeling that we've seen a lot of these people that are between 53 ETH and the 42.5 ETH floor right now are just getting out. These are paper hands. These are people that are flippers, most likely, that just want their money, and, you know, they either struck out or they're trying to get out before they get back to their original purchase price. As I said, for punks, 3.34 to like 40 is where we saw the most volume at the higher end of sales. So that is likely where we have the latecomers who are the trying to flip came in and probably are now either going to either have to wait for the pullback or they're going to just keep racing to the bottom until we get back into the 30s. And then what I'm predicting will happen is if we do come back to the 30s or we get back all the way to 30 ETH and we see a dense floor, like right now, like it's only like 15 purchases to get this back to like 50 in the 50s, which, you know, that's not a dense floor. It's not truly a 42.5 ETH floor because, you know, 15 purchases, 10 purchases, you're, you know, 10 ETH higher. If we do see this get dense and down, what we'll probably see is another DAO or another big fund or another individual come and sweep the floor and try to get into these. I don't think if we do see a pullback, that's your last chance to get a punk at low prices before I think we start to see these go back into 50s, 60s, 70s, 75, and likely on our road to 100 ETH floor. I don't think that's out of the question. Over the last 24 hours, the volume's down a little bit, obviously. Any big sales that I just don't know of? The whole weekend we did see, like, we saw some crazy, activity as far as like volume. Like, it's still high. There's still big sales happening. We did see this zombie go for sale for 1,500 ETH at $4.43 million. This was crazy because a lot of these DAOs that were like doing like the community bids and buying up were like, this was changing valuations. It was crazy. And we're seeing a lot of these punks actually start to go to sale through these crowdsourcing efforts. So keep an eye on that, participate, try it. Like, that's a nice thing. Like, even if you're like, I don't want to like buy a punk or like maybe like just go try it, like throw in like a little bit, like $200 and just participate, experience it, understand it, because this is not the industry where you want to say, I don't want to do that. And then like a year from now, it's like, fuck, if I had known that, I would understand it or it'd make me think of things differently. This is just one of those industries that moves so fast and you want to touch and try and taste. And I always go back to my favorite analogy. It's like, you know, tasting fine wines and artisan cheese. You want to try and understand what you like and what you don't like. Closing things up this morning, Bitcoin at $43,700. So $43,700 and Ethereum now back under $3,000, just barely, currently sitting at $2,963, both having a nice appreciation over the last 7 days. Bitcoin up 10% over the last week, Ethereum up 15% over the last week. The entire market currently down a total of 4% almost, including all cryptocurrencies. Ethereum down the most at 5% over the last 24 hours. Oh, you know, I think we're in one of those periods where we're just kind of like feeling things out. We obviously had the London hard fork during the week last week, so we did see lots of hype and money coming in. We're currently in a period like, is that going to hold? Is that going to play out? And if it does, great. But, you know, did money come in and now people are going to sell and take their profits, and now we're going to have another test down to that 700 ETH, $1,700 period point. We'll be curious to see if that happens. But as always, do your research, have a plan for if things go well, stagnant, or crash. And don't overextend, and obviously play the game that you know. Don't just follow somebody because, you know, they have 100,000 followers. Do what you believe in, and having conviction in your plays. So guys, that is today's show for Monday, August 9th. It's 5 a.m. here. I haven't slept, and I'm going to be traveling the next 3 days. So the show might be a little different. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get a show out every single morning. There might be one morning or two mornings where it just doesn't happen. If so, I apologize so much. But I do have to travel, and I will be away from the computer. So I will try to stay up to date with what's happening. If you haven't already and you made it this far into the video, please leave a like, a comment, subscribe. We do have a podcast, like whatever. It means so much and helps out so much. And as always, leave some feedback. If there's something you think I'm missing, it was too long, too much, should have gone more into depth on something, let me know. And apologies for this probably being a much longer video. Guys, enjoy your Monday, and I'm excited for what has to come this week. I'll catch you on the next one.